Catch his work, well, in the sports section. Catch up online. Visit registerguard.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at RGDuckFootball. We welcome in Ryan Thorburn. RT, how are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Always our pleasure. General question I've been asking people, because I believe from Alabama to Washington to Michigan to now Oregon, you get a bad cycle. But less than 24 months ago, you and I were actually in New York watching a Heisman handed to a Duck. A couple weeks later, they played for the national title. Is it surprising that they've fallen and cycled down? Or is the more shocking part that it's happened so fast and it looks like they've fallen pretty far?
I think it's just shocking that that they seem to have fallen off a cliff instead of a gradual decline. You know, you can't replace a Marcus Mariota. They didn't do a great job as far as developing a quarterback behind him. Obviously, Vernon Adams Jr. Helped kind of fix that when he was healthy. As we know, when he wasn't healthy, it was a disaster. And this season, Dakota Prukop, I don't think you can blame all this on him, but certainly he was in a tough spot, and that didn't work out. And now what you have is you're pinning your hopes on a local kid, Justin Herbert, a true freshman from Sheldon High, to turn things around. I think that's a little bit unfair to Justin, but I do think that he does have a certain it quality, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over the last six games with him, because Rob Mullins has come out and basically said that he's going to evaluate Mark Helfrich and the coaching staff based on the entire season and not what's happening right now. So that indicates to me that there's kind of a wait-and-see attitude from the administration to see if there's some hope that they can, you know, turn things around.
Yeah, I never bought that. Well, first of all, you don't listen to the fans in the immediate aftermath of a game that they were going to make a change this week. But from your chair, if it goes off the rails, and by that I mean they don't win again or maybe win one, you can only speculate, but do you think that would equal a massive change? And what do you think would earn Coach Helfrich a shot to come back next year?
Well, I think you can make the argument either way, and I think you can make a strong argument either way. The argument for Mark Helfrich is what you kind of alluded to at the beginning. I mean, this is the coach of record for the greatest season in Oregon football history. He was the head coach when they won the Heisman Trophy, when they went to the first college football playoff championship game, historic Rose Bowl, went over Florida State, all that good stuff. His record through 3 years was spectacular. I believe 33 and, what was it, 7 or 8?
Oh, yeah.
So the guy took what Chip Kelly did and ran with it, and there was, you know, no drop-off. The question is, how much do you credit Marcus Mariota? And you do have to give Mark credit with finding Mariota, helping getting here, developing him. But how much was Mariota? How much was Helfrich? And can they get that magic back? I think the big issue is defense. Oregon's defense under Nick Aliotti was criticized, but compared to now, it's night and day. And I think what Oregon needs is that dynamic offense to help their defense. But you don't see the DeForest Buckners, the Eric Armsteads, I guess before I got here, the Kiko Alonsos. You don't see those NFL guys right now. That doesn't mean they're not coming or being developed, but the defense is really at a low level, you know, near the bottom of all the stats right now, and that's the real issue.
By the way, I did the quick math. 33-8 entering this year was Helf's record. We continue with Ryan Thorburn of the Register Guard. I thought the question of demeanor was interesting. Coach Helf is an even-keeled guy. You can't tell after a game if they just won the national title or lost by 49. I discussed it with our buddy Austin Meek yesterday. Does he need to step out of character, do you think, light a fire, or is this just who he is and a reason he's had the success he's had is because he's kind of even-keeled and doesn't get carried away?
It's an interesting question. I think he needs to be whoever he was in 2014. I remember when they lost to Arizona, everyone was, you know, panicking. It was the Titanic that, you know, they had blown yet another, for the third straight year, chance to go to the national championship game. He was the same way then, pretty even-keeled. You know, we're going to get some guys back. Jake Fisher's going to come back. You know, the sky isn't falling, and they turned it around. This seems to feel a little bit different just because of the nature of the Washington loss. When you lose to your rival 70-21, I mean, there's fifth and sixth graders, you know, at my daughter's school that have never seen Oregon lose to Washington, let alone in that shocking a fashion. So that's a shock to young people that have never seen Oregon struggle like that. And, you know, you need to rally the troops with a bye week and then some lesser defenses coming up. They need to show real progress.
I think when you left your house Saturday, you should have disconnected your cable and told your daughter, do not watch this. You don't need to see this. I, by the way, I had to look up your Leonardo DiCaprio in the Revenant reference. And the Ducks sure got mauled by the Dogs, who played the role of the Bear. I've been here 26 years. And for the first time, there's this sense of infighting from Cam Hunt, Brendan Schooler. What are you hearing about some dissension as they try to stop this? I think you, in your article, wrote internal bleeding.
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, a fractured locker room necessarily, but I don't think it's just, you know, some, like Helfrich says, something you don't even worry about, just normal emotions. I think there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect between, you know, seniors who have experienced so much winning, who were here when guys like Grazu and Mariota were here, when even players older than that kind of set the standard. And maybe this new group hasn't quite caught into the way they do things, the way they practice, the way they win the day, so to speak. So there seems to be, you know, a learning curve, and they are playing so many freshmen, not just at quarterback, their best linebackers, freshmen, their safety, who they recruited late, is a freshman, and they're counting on him. Jalen Jelks is a sophomore who they were really counting on, and he's hurt, defensive end. So a lot of their key players are either freshmen or new to the world of starting and being leaders. So I just think there's kind of some learning that needs to go on, and guys like Cam Hunt don't have time. They need to turn this around right now.
You know, we brushed over it very quickly, but with as far as Justin Herbert, the true freshman in there, and, you know, with the way this year goes, of course his first pass was 3 inches behind and ends up getting intercepted. But overall, I mean, when you think his last start was against the 6A high school program, this one against maybe one of the three or four best defenses in America, how would you say he fared under those trying circumstances?
Well, it's interesting because I'm writing a story about Justin tomorrow, and I talked to his high school coach, Lane Johnson from Sheldon.
Sure.
I talked to his grandfather, Rich Schwab, who goes to all the games and was a Duck on the 1963 Sun Bowl team. And everyone says the same thing. They're not surprised that he's ascended to this level because, first of all, he's a great athlete. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He works hard, all the stuff, all the intangibles, all the athleticism. But they all say that, you know, when they text him or talk to him after the game, they're like, hey, you did a great job, Justin. He's like, we lost bad. And that's all he really cares about. So I think he's got that competitive spirit and a lot of Mariota-like qualities. I would never compare anyone directly to Mariota, but I think they've got a winner there. And that's the other argument for Helfrich is if he, over the next six games, Justin Herbert, shows those signs of being the next, I guess, franchise quarterback for the next 3 years. That's something to build on, along with an offensive line that's all freshman.
All right, final thought. Let's make it on basketball. It seems the theme with the severe dip of the football team is, well, it's a basketball school now. I say that tongue-in-cheek. We know who they lost. We know about the incoming recruits and who's back from last year's Elite Eight. But just the fact that Dylan Brooks is actually coming back and looks like sooner than they originally thought, how big a jolt you think that news is with a team that has a lot of expectations?
I think it's everything. I mean, they have such a talented roster, but just from when I watch them, I think Dylan Brooks is clearly the straw that stirs the drink. I think he's the guy that they'll need in March if they want to make a real Final Four run. You know, they play the Maui Invitational this year, so, you know, if he could get back by then, great. But as long as he's back by at full go by Pac-12, I think they're going to be in the hunt for a Pac-12 championship. But, yeah, between him and Dylan Ennis, Chris Boucher, the list goes on. This is got to be extremely exciting for Duck fans. Even if the football team was competing for a Pac-12 championship, I think the Oregon basketball team would definitely still be commanding some attention and respect based on who's back and what they did last year.
Well, we get Reggie Jackson references, Leonardo DiCaprio movies. You sure keep me on my toes. Follow him on Twitter at RGDuckFootball. Obviously, catch all his work in the Register Guard. Always great catching up with you, Ryan. Enjoy the off week, and we'll catch up soon.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy.